Hello, welcome back to 90.1 FM CJSF, broadcasting from Burnaby SFU Mountain. I'm Crystal, and I'm here with Jesse.
Hello.
And we're doing a little open mic as I'm a new volunteer. So we're just putting some songs that I found recently up, as well as some tracks that Jesse found too. And if you're just tuning in, we had just played Tiger Lily's Death Spiral off of his album Mayfly Daydream, which came out semi-recently, I want to say in the last month or two. He is a Vancouver-based emo jazz, I think, self-described band. And I think he like just came back from Europe on a big tour, which is really exciting for him.
Yeah, and a cool discovery for me. I do a show all about local music, the Vancouver Mixtape, on Sunday nights, and I had not heard of Tiger Lily until until the album came into the station. So I'm always excited when I get surprised like that, when I get to discover something that I don't already have my fingers on the pulse of. So very cool.
Yeah, for sure. It's always really cool to be like, oh, they're like from here. They've just been playing shows and I've just not been aware this entire time.
Totally.
And then I think before that, we played Will Rosner's Shower Me off of his album, Fairy Music.
How did you discover that song?
I was just scrolling around on the big playlist that we have here at CJSF, just looking for like little tracks here and there. And it just like really struck me. Although I played through the rest of the album, the rest of the album feels very different. That one is like a very different track compared to everything else.
Sometimes that happens. Sometimes there's like, whether it's intentional or not, like a very clear like single or like the song that is going to get played, and then the rest of the album is different in whatever way.
Right, so we're gonna move on to our next song. I've loaded up Make That Change by, is it Aquaculture?
Yeah, so Aquaculture is from Halifax, Nova Scotia. And I got exposed to Aquaculture. I went to the National Campus Community Radio Conference in Sydney, Nova Scotia, three years ago, and flew into Halifax, and then took a shuttle from Halifax up to Sydney with a bunch of the folks from CKDU, the radio station at Dalhousie University in Halifax. And I rode up with the music director of that station, and he just spent like the entire ride just singing the praises of Aquaculture, and had a different album at that point that ended up getting shortlisted for the Polaris Prize. And then this new album, which is called 1783, is about it's kind of like a concept album about the experience of Black people in like Black Nova Scotians, and sort of the historical journey of lots of Black folks from America moving up to Halifax in the wake of the end of slavery and things like that, and the bad treatment that they received, and the varying waves of dispossession and all sorts of stuff. But a very sort of powerful and moving record with some really cool, interesting songs. And this one is called Make That Change, and I really like it. So.
Situation where they're forced to deal with other children. I bet there's no discrimination. Let's bring it back to the playpen. Diaphragmic breathing. There's other ways to get that every canvas paper to Sarah's. I can paint a picture. Visually, wife can show you parents. I see you like Karis. Be patient. I wear it my heart. I practice being transparent right from the start. Like prison unbarred. These prison sentences left me with visible scars. Not physically, but mentally missing a part. My neighborhood coincidentally felt like a yard. Intentional, probably not. As soon as you second guess it, them seconds cost you a lot. Not saying I miss it, those evil intentions. I've been meaning to go to sessions. Gracefully, I've been reaching for life lesson. My son smile feels like everything getting better.
Even with my back. We'll be right back.
son. The difference is I see my wife as I'm holding our son. Let me raise him how I think of surviving in slums. Experience, dinner dates, talk through periods. Hoping brothers will take you serious. Same time, hope they don't take you serious. Too much dissonance. Resonated and renovate my experience. Am I delirious? Thinking that one day we can get these beats back on serious. Thinking out loud. Loudest person in the room, usually clown, so I keep my head down. I wrote a kite that I sent to the world. That message was a confession. I burnt the moment I read it. I never fall under pressure. I can fix this. Give me a minute in the digit to work with, please. Will it stop the need to kill each other? I guess we'll never know why we don't deal with each other. What drives us to shoot each other? Knowing our mothers are friends, grandfathers and grandmothers. When does it stop the hatred for each other? Trust me, if I could, I would answer these calls to see us chill with each other. We can't even speak to each other. Grew up down the street from each other. But yet I watched on a screen you and me kill one another. And now it's just normal to shoot when we see each other. What happened to us believing each other? What happened to us seeing ourselves as brothers? What happened to us as men, as sons, as fathers? Speaking to our sons, our sisters, our daughters about the benefits of community, sharing in unity. What will it take for us to feed one another?
Cause Your local wetland has done for you lately? Wetlands function like nature's kidneys, mitigating the impacts of floods and droughts, protecting our communities, and supporting food production. Despite representing 6% of the Earth's surface, wetlands store 33% of the planet's carbon. If you value life, thank a wetland. Learn about wetlands at work with Ducks Unlimited Canada at ducks.ca/wetlands.
Welcome back to 90.1 FM CJSF, broadcasting from Burnaby SFU Radio. You just listened to, I think, two very different genres of song. what was the first one?
The first one was Aquaculture, Make That Change, off of the record 1783.
And then the second one was Tooth Fairy, featuring John Roseborough by May Simones, off of her new, I think it's her EP, called Karage. Yeah, very, very different songs. You were shocked at the bossa nova of it all.
Yeah, well, you know, to peel back the curtain a little bit, all of our music that's on the playlist that Crystal mentioned earlier gets tagged by genre, and a lot of time sometimes it's labeled by the artist, you know, how they've sort of self-identified genre-wise. Sometimes it's based on how whoever is processing the music interprets it. And this one had a tag bossa nova, and I was a little jarred just, you know, reading the tag bossa nova in the year 2026. But you know, the cool jazzy stuff. Yeah. And you mentioned sort of feeling like you're in the park listening to it.
Yes, her music to me feels like I'm laying down in the middle of like a grassy field, maybe not a field, maybe the edge of a field, and then there's a tree shading me, and there's just a nice breeze going through, and life is great. And I have this little bossa nova tune in my ear, and I'm gonna have a great day. That's how I feel when I listen to her music.
Amazing. What more can you ask for from music, right?
Yeah, I mean, the next track gives me a similar feeling. The next track we're gonna play is by Vansire, and it's this band. Honestly, I think they blew up kind of over COVID, partially because of TikTok. I think one of their songs was really big on there, but they released this new album called Taking Solace, and all of their music is so, like, simultaneously I'm sitting in a park but also driving down the highway, just chilling. It's a good stuff.
Very nice. Yeah.
Okay,
I'm excited to hear it.
Yeah, let's give it a listen.
I couldn't stand the sound. You and you cry and your teeth fall out. Your world's in the windowsill, watching the trees.
Looking for work that fits your schedule and can help make a difference in your community? Statistics Canada is hiring approximately 32,000 people across Canada for the 2026 census. Census jobs offer competitive pay, flexible hours, valuable experience, and the chance to help collect data that shape programs and services in your community. Apply today at census.gc.ca/jobs. A message from the Government of Canada.
Welcome back to 90.1 FM CJSF. I'm Crystal, and we just played a couple songs. What did we play? We played, Van Zyre's Birdie, the song that makes me feel like I'm floating in space.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also played...
Bugland by No Joy, which is the title track off of the latest record by that Montreal-based artist slash band, sometimes a band, sometimes a solo artist.
Very cool.
Yeah.
All right. But I think we're nearing the end of our open mic, so we're just going to play a couple more songs and then close out. So we're going to play a song by Palace Oaks called Rain Shadow, also another song called Feel Through by Afternoon Bike Ride, and then maybe if we can squeeze another one in, we might.
Yeah. If we get to it, we'll play Some Dumb Kid by King Bob. It's about the Vancouver 2011 Stanley Cup riots.
Oh.
Yeah. And up next is another episode of Open Mic with Sasha, so stick around for that.
Yeah. Thanks so much for listening.
We'll be right back. Okay.